Did I ever tell you about the time I betrayed someone? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Back when I was in college, someone told me a secret about one of my best friends. Instead of confronting my friend and sharing what I'd learned, I went around to our other friends and I told them the secret. Of course, the secret did get back to her, and it really, really hurt her. She felt betrayed. Betrayal, like shame, which we talked about the other day, is an icky, uncomfortable feeling, whether you're the betrayed or the betrayer. Even Jesus was betrayed by one of his good friends, which is what we're going to talk about in today's Devo. It's called Betrayed by Kristen Merrill. Have you ever been betrayed? From large betrayals to small disappointments, betrayal is a hard thing to bear, and yet it is so common. There probably is not a person in the world who has not felt that sense of astonishment when a trusted person lets them down. As the hurt settles into our hearts, we learn to guard ourselves against further treachery, and we also learn to betray others. If you go to church or take communion, also called the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, or the Eucharist, you might hear the leader read from 1 Corinthians 11, describing what Christ told his disciples when he shared the wine and bread. Jesus explained, "This bread is my body, which is for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood," verses 24 through 25. Jesus knew that his blood was about to be shed for the world, and his body would soon hang on a cross. There's an interesting thing about the way Paul introduces this passage. Paul writes, "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed." I wonder why God led Paul to include that part. Maybe because it's important. Maybe because betrayal is something we all face and something we all do. It's important for us to understand that Jesus, too, felt the pain of betrayal. We have all betrayed him, and yet he still loves and forgives us. And with his help, we can bear up under the pain of our betrayals, knowing that Jesus feels our hurts with us. Jesus knew what it felt like to have a beloved, trusted friend deliver you over to the enemy. He has felt this extreme human emotion. He understands. Of all the people in the world, Jesus is the only one who never deserved betrayal. He was so good, so loving, and he was perfect. He not only lived perfectly, but he died perfectly too. He died in perfect humility, forgiveness, and compassion. And then he rose from the grave, defeating sin and death. So now, when we are betrayed, we can look to Jesus and find healing and comfort. And when we give in to temptation and betray others, we can turn back to Jesus and find forgiveness and restoration. What a wonderful Savior. So let's talk about this a little bit more, just you and me. When we are betrayed, it helps to remember that Christ has suffered betrayal. He offers the best listening ear there is. We can entrust our pain to his loving arms. If you've been betrayed, consider spending some time with Jesus in prayer, pouring out your heart to him. Don't hold back. He already knows everything, yet he wants to hear from you because he loves you. As you and I can read in Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Matthew 26, verses 14 through 56, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 25, as well as Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Is there something you've been struggling with or just moved past in your faith? Well, just like today's Devo maybe resonated with you, your testimony will resonate with others. So I'd encourage you to head over to unlock.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called His Blood is on Us with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.